The following is a Relevant Radio program and is protected under U.S. copyright laws. This program is made possible through the contributions of listeners like you. Support Relevant Radio by clicking on the donate icon at www.relevantradio.com.
Good morning. It's Tuesday, April 13th in the year of our Lord, 2021. I'm Paul Sadek, and this is Daybreak on Relevant Radio and the Relevant Radio app. Today is Tuesday of the second week of Easter in the Missal. This is liturgical year B, cycle 1. Tuesday is a day to pray the sorrowful mysteries of the Rosary. And today is the optional memorial of Pope St. Martin I. Now, during the 7th century, a teaching, actually a heresy, which was strongly supported in the East, held that Christ had no human will. Shortly after becoming Pope, Martin held a council at the Lateran, in which the Patriarch of Constantinople and two of his predecessors were condemned. The emperor sent troops to Rome to seize Martin and bring him back to Constantinople. Martin offered no resistance and was then submitted to imprisonments, tortures, and hardships. He was saved from execution by the pleas of a repentant Paul, Patriarch of Constantinople. Martin died shortly thereafter. He is the last of the early popes to be venerated as a martyr. Pope St. Martin I died September 16th, 655. St. Martin, pray for us, and let's offer this day to the Lord. Dear Lord, I do not know what will happen to me today. I only know that nothing will happen that was not foreseen by you and directed to my greater good from all eternity. I adore your holy and unfathomable plans and submit to them with all my heart. For love of you, the Pope, and the Immaculate Heart of Mary. Amen. And we join Pope Francis in praying for those who risk their lives while fighting for fundamental rights under dictatorships, authoritarian regimes, and even in democracies in crisis. Now today's meditation of Pope Emeritus Benedict XVI, presented by Leonardo DiFilippis of St. Luke Productions.
The Liberation of the Resurrection. On the night of Passover, the angel of death now passes over Egypt and strikes down its firstborn. Liberation is liberation for life. Thus, in the resurrection of Christ, it is not just the destiny of an individual that is called to mind. He is now perpetually present because he lives, and he gathers us up so that we may live. Because I live, you will live also. In the light of Easter, Christians see themselves as people who truly live. They have found their way out of an existence that is more death than life. They have discovered real life. Deliverance from death is at the same time deliverance from the captivity of individualism, from the prison of self, from the incapacity to love and make a gift of oneself. Thus, Easter becomes the great feast of baptism in which man, as it were, enacts the passage through the Red Sea, emerges from his own existence into communion with Christ, and so into communion with all who belong to Christ. Resurrection builds communion. It creates the new people of God. The risen Lord does not remain alone. He draws all mankind to himself and so creates a new universal communion of men.
This meditation is taken from Benedictus, published by Ignatius Press and Magnificat, and produced by St. Luke Productions. Learn more at stlukeproductions.com. 7 minutes past the hour on Daybreak on Relevant Radio and the Relevant Radio app. I'm Paul Sadek. Here's a tweet from Pope Francis at Pontifex. Easter is the most important feast of our faith because it is the feast of our salvation, the feast of God's love for us. We begin this day of prayer, joining with the whole church, led by our friends at DivineOffice.org in the invitatory psalm and the office of readings.
Lord, open my lips,
and my mouth will proclaim your praise.
Cry out with joy to the Lord, all the earth. Serve the Lord with gladness. Come before him, singing for joy.
The Lord is risen. Alleluia.
Know that he, the Lord, is God. He made us, we belong to him. We are his people, the sheep of his flock.
The Lord is risen.
Go within his gates giving thanks. Enter his courts with songs of praise. Give thanks to him and bless his name.
The Lord is risen.
Love. He is faithful from age to age.
The Lord is risen. Alleluia.
Glory to the Father and to the Son and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen. The Lord is risen. Alleluia.
Surrender to God, and he will do everything for you. Alleluia.
Surrender to God, and he will do everything for you. Alleluia.
Do not fret because of the wicked. Do not envy those who do evil. For they wither quickly like grass and fade like the green of the fields. If you trust in the Lord and do good, then you will live in the land and be secure. If you find your delight in the Lord, he will grant your heart's desire. Commit your life to the Lord. Trust in him, and he will act, so that your justice breaks forth like the light, your cause like the noonday sun. Be still before the Lord and wait in patience. Do not fret at the man who prospers, a man who makes evil plots to bring down the needy and the poor. Calm your anger and forget your rage. Do not fret. It only leads to evil. For those who do evil shall perish. The patient shall inherit the land. A little longer, and the wicked shall have gone. Look at his place. He is not there. But the humble shall own the land and enjoy the fullness of peace. Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit,
as it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen.
Surrender to God, and he will do everything for you. Alleluia.
Turn away from evil. Learn to do God's will. The Lord will strengthen you if you obey him. Alleluia.
Turn away from evil. Learn to do God's will. The Lord will strengthen you if you obey him. Alleluia.
The wicked man plots against the just and gnashes his teeth against him. But the Lord laughs at the wicked, for he sees that his day is at hand. The sword of the wicked is drawn. His bow is bent to slaughter the upright. Their sword shall pierce their own hearts, and their bows shall be broken to pieces. The just man's few possessions are better than the wicked man's wealth. For the power of the wicked shall be broken, and the Lord will support the just. He protects the lives of the upright. Their heritage will last forever. They shall not be put to shame in evil days. In time of famine, their food shall not fail. But all the wicked shall perish, and all the enemies of the Lord. They are like the beauty of the meadows. They shall vanish. They shall vanish like smoke. The wicked man borrows without repaying, but the just man is generous and gives. Those blessed by the Lord shall own the land, but those he has cursed shall be destroyed. The Lord guides the steps of a man and makes safe the path of one he loves. Though he stumble, he shall never fall, for the Lord holds him by the hand. I was young, and now I am old, but I have never seen the just man forsaken, nor his children begging for bread. All the day he is generous and lends, and his children become a blessing. Then turn away from evil and do good, and you shall have a home forever. For the Lord loves justice and will never forsake his friends. The unjust shall be wiped out forever, and the children of the wicked destroyed. The just shall inherit the land, there they shall live forever.
Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit,
as it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen.
Turn away from evil. Learn to do God's will. The Lord will strengthen you if you obey him. Alleluia.
Wait for the Lord to lead, then follow in his way. Alleluia.
Wait for the Lord to lead, then follow in his way. Alleluia.
The just man's mouth utters wisdom, and his lips speak what is right. The law of his God is in his heart. His steps shall be saved from stumbling. The wicked man watches for the just and seeks occasion to kill him. The Lord will not leave him in his power, nor let him be condemned when he is judged. Then wait for the Lord, keep to his way. It is he who will free you from the wicked, raise you up to possess the land and see the wicked destroyed. I have seen the wicked triumphant, towering like a cedar of Lebanon. I passed by again. He was gone. I searched. He was nowhere to be found. See the just man. Mark the upright. For the peaceful man, a future lies in store. But sinners shall all be destroyed. No future lies in store for the wicked. The salvation of the just comes from the Lord, their stronghold in time of distress. The Lord helps them and delivers them and saves them, for their refuge is in him.
Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit,
as it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen.
Let us pray. You proclaim the poor to be blessed, Lord Jesus, for the kingdom of heaven is given to them. Fill us generously with your gifts. teach us to put our trust in the Father and to seek His kingdom first of all, rather than imitate the powerful and envy the rich.
Wait for the Lord to lead, then follow in His way. Alleluia.
Christ risen from the dead will never die again. Alleluia.
Death no longer has power over him. Alleluia.
From the Book of Revelation to the churches at Ephesus and Smyrna. I, John, heard the Lord saying to me, to the presiding spirit of the church in Ephesus, write this. The one who holds the seven stars in his right hand and walks among the seven lampstands of gold has this to say. I know your deeds, your labors, and your patient endurance. I know you cannot tolerate wicked men. You have tested those self-styled apostles who are nothing of the sort and discover that they are imposters. You are patient and endure the hardship for my cause. Moreover, you do not become discouraged. I hold this against you, though. You have turned aside from your early love. Keep firmly in mind the heights from which you have fallen. Repent and return to your former deeds. If you do not repent, I will come to you and remove your lampstand from its place. But you have this much in your favor. You detest the practices of the Nicolaitans, just as I do. Let him who has ears heed the Spirit's word to the churches. I will see to it that the victor eats from the tree of life which grows in the garden of God. To the presiding spirit of the church in Smyrna, write this. The first and the last, who once died but now lives, has this to say. I know of your tribulation, and your poverty, even though you are rich. I know the slander you endure from self-styled Jews who are nothing other than members of Satan's assembly. Have no fear of the sufferings to come. The devil will indeed cast some of you into prison to put you to the test. You will be tried over a period of 10 days. Remain faithful until death, and I will give you the crown of life. Let him who has ears heed the Spirit's word to the churches. The victor shall never be harmed by the second death. The word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
Be faithful even unto death, and I will give you the crown of life.
Those who have been victorious need not fear the second death. Alleluia.
Fight to the death for truth, and the Lord God will do battle for you.
Those who have been victorious need not fear the second death. Alleluia.
From a book addressed to Monimus by St. Fulgentius of Rusp, Bishop. The spiritual building up of the body of Christ is achieved through love. As St. Peter says, like living stones, you are built into a spiritual house to be a holy priesthood, offering spiritual sacrifices acceptable to God through Jesus Christ. And there can be no more effective way to pray for this spiritual growth than for the church, itself Christ's body, to make the offering of his body and blood in the sacramental form of bread and wine. For the cup we drink is a participation in the blood of Christ, and the bread we break is a participation in the body of Christ, because there is one loaf. We who are many are one body, since we all share the same bread. And so, we pray that by the same grace which made the church Christ's body, all its members may remain firm in the unity of that body through the enduring bond of love. We are right to pray that this may be brought about in us through the gift of the one Spirit of the Father and the Son. The Holy Trinity, the one true God, is of its nature unity, equality, and love, and by one divine activity sanctifies its adopted sons. That is why Scripture says that God's love has been poured into our hearts by the Holy Spirit He has given us. The Holy Spirit, who is the one Spirit of the Father and the Son, produces in those to whom He gives the grace of divine adoption the same effect as He produced among those whom the Acts of the Apostles describes as having received the Holy Spirit. We are told that the company of those who believed were of one heart and soul, because the one Spirit of the Father and the Son, who with the Father and the Son is one God, had created a single heart and soul in all those who believed. This is why St. Paul, in his exhortation to the Ephesians, says that this spiritual unity in the bond of peace must be carefully preserved. "I, therefore, a prisoner for the Lord," he writes, "beg you to lead a life worthy of your calling, with all humility and meekness and with patience, bearing with one another in love, eager to maintain the unity of the Spirit in the bond of peace. There is one body and one Spirit." God makes the church itself a sacrifice pleasing in His sight by preserving within it the love which His Holy Spirit has poured out. Thus, the grace of that spiritual love is always available to us, enabling us continually to offer ourselves to God as a living sacrifice, holy and pleasing to Him forever. I pray for them, that they may all be one, as you, Father, are in me, and I in you. I have given them the glory you gave to me,
that they may be one, as we are one. Alleluia.
As you have sent me into the world, I have sent them into the world,
that they may be one, as we are one. Alleluia.
Let us pray. All-powerful God, help us to proclaim the power of the Lord's resurrection. May we who accept this sign of the love of Christ come to share the eternal life He reveals. For He lives and reigns with you in the Holy Spirit, God forever and ever. Amen.
26 past the hour, today's gospel in just a few minutes. This is Daybreak on Relevant Radio and the Relevant Radio app.
Thank you. hear them crying? Can you feel their pain? Will you feed my hungry? Will you help my lame? See the unborn baby, the forgotten one. They are not forsaken, they are not unloved. We are one body in Christ. And we do not stand alone. We are one body in Christ. And he came that we might have life. For he tells us, I am the way, the truth.
That is Donna with the song that she wrote for World Youth Day 1993, We Are One Body. 27 minutes before the hour, welcome back to Daybreak on Relevant Radio and the Relevant Radio app. I'm Paul Sadek, and today's Gospel from Truth and Life, the dramatized audio Bible. We continue the visit between the Lord and Nicodemus from the third chapter of the Gospel of John.
You must be born anew. The wind blows where it wills, and you hear the sound of it, but you do not know whence it comes or whither it goes. So it is with everyone who is born of the Spirit.
How can this be?
Are you a teacher of Israel, and yet you do not understand this? Truly, truly I say to you, we speak of what we know and bear witness to what we have seen, but you do not receive our testimony. If I have told you earthly things and you do not believe, how can you believe if I tell you heavenly things? No one has ascended into heaven but he who descended from heaven, the Son of Man. And as Moses lifted up the serpent in the wilderness, so must the Son of Man be lifted up, that whoever believes in him may have eternal life.
This selection from Truth and Life, the dramatized audio Bible, courtesy of Falcon Picture Group. More at relevantradio.com. All of the daily Mass readings are on the Relevant Radio app. You remember the four marks of the church? The church is one, holy, Catholic, and apostolic. And we focus now on the first one. The church is one and has ever been so. Today's reading from In Conversation with God by Father Francisco Fernandez Carvajal is from Volume 2, Lent and Eastertide. The company of those who believed were of one heart and soul. These words of the Acts of the Apostles are like a summary of the deep unity and fraternal love of the first Christians, which attracted so much attention from their fellow citizens. The disciples bore testimony to the resurrection not only with their words, but also with their virtues. What stands out among them is the attitude, born of charity, of seeking harmony always. The unity of the church from its very beginnings is an express wish of Christ. He speaks to us of one sole pastor, and he highlights the unity of the kingdom which cannot be divided, of the building that has one single foundation. This unity was always founded on the profession of one sole faith, on the observance of a single form of worship, and on submission to a sole hierarchical authority constituted by Jesus Christ himself. There is only one Church of Jesus Christ, Pope John Paul II taught in his catechesis in Spain, which is like a big tree into which we are all grafted. It's a matter of a deep, vital unity, which is a gift from God. It is not merely, nor above all, an external unity. It is a mystery and a gift. This unity, then, is shown around him who in each diocese has been constituted as shepherd, the bishop. In the universal church, it is shown around the pope, the successor of Peter. The unity of faith was, among the first Christians, the support of their fortitude and of the inner life which flowed over into the exterior. The same Christian life has been lived since then by very different peoples, each with their own specific individual, social, racial, and linguistic characteristics. There, wherever there were Christians, they shared, experienced, and transmitted one single doctrine with the same soul and the same heart and identical voice. The first Christians defended this unity of theirs to the point of facing persecution and even martyrdom. The Church has always encouraged her children to watch over their precious unity and pray for it. Our Lord prayed for it at the Last Supper for the whole Church, that they all may be one, even as Thou, Father, art in me and I in Thee, that they also may be one in us. Unity is a very great benefit that we should implore every day, because every kingdom divided against itself cannot last, and every city or house divided against itself cannot stand. And St. John Chrysostom comments, "A house or city once divided is destroyed quickly, and it is the same with regard to the kingdom, which is the strongest entity that there is, since it is the union of their subjects that gives strength to kingdoms and to houses. So there should be unity with the Pope, unity with the bishops, unity with our brothers in the faith, and with all men to attract them to faith in Christ." In Conversation with God by Francis Fernandez is published by Scepter Publishers. You'll find it at your local Catholic bookstore. 21 minutes before the hour, morning prayer next on Daybreak on Relevant Radio and the Relevant Radio app. Welcome back to Daybreak on Relevant Radio and the Relevant Radio app on Tuesday of the second week of Easter, April 13th, 2021. I'm Paul Sadek. Let's pray with the whole church. We're led by our friends at DivineOffice.org in morning prayer.
God, come to my assistance.
Lord, make haste to help me.
Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen. Alleluia.
Blessed since birth. the brightest light. Your love that pierced the night. The moment I prayed and gave you my life, I'll finally put a face with your mercy.
You have come to Mount Zion and to the city of the living God. Alleluia.
You have come to Mount Zion and to the city of the living God. Alleluia.
Defend me, O God, and plead my cause against a godless nation. From deceitful and cunning men, rescue me, O God. Since you, O God, are my stronghold, why have you rejected me? Why do I go mourning, oppressed by the foe? O send forth your light and your truth. Let these be my guide. Let them bring me to your holy mountain, to the place where you dwell. And I will come to the altar of God, the God of my joy. My Redeemer, I will thank you on the harp, O God, my God. Why are you cast down, my soul? Why groan within me? Hope in God. I will praise him still, my Savior and my God. Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen.
Let us pray. Almighty Father, source of everlasting light, send forth your truth into our hearts and pour over us the brightness of your light.
You have come to Mount Zion and to the city of the living God. Alleluia.
Lord, you have preserved my life from destruction. Alleluia.
Lord, you have preserved my life from destruction. Alleluia.
Once I said, in the noontime of life I must depart to the gates of the netherworld where I shall be consigned for the rest of my years.
I said, I shall see the Lord no more. In the land of the living, no longer shall I behold my fellow men among those who dwell in the world.
My dwelling, like a shepherd's tent, is struck down and borne away from me. You have folded up my life, like a weaver who severs the last thread.
day and night you give me over to torment. I cry out until the dawn. Like a lion, he breaks all my bones. Day and night you give me over to torment.
Like a swallow, I utter shrill cries. I moan like a dove. My eyes grow weak, gazing heavenward. O Lord, I am in straits. Be my surety.
You have preserved my life from the pit of destruction, when you cast behind your back all my sins.
For it is not the netherworld that gives you thanks, nor death that praises you. Neither do those who go down into the pit await your kindness.
The living give you thanks, as I do today. Fathers declare to their sons, O God, your faithfulness.
The Lord is our Savior. We shall sing to stringed instruments in the house of the Lord all the days of our life.
Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, is now. And will be forever. Amen.
Lord, you have preserved my life from destruction. Alleluia.
You have visited the earth and brought life-giving rain to fill it with plenty. Alleluia.
You have visited the earth and brought life-giving rain to fill it with plenty. Alleluia.
To you our praise is due in Zion, O God. To you we pay our vows, you who hear our prayer.
To you all flesh will come with its burden of sin. Too heavy for us are offenses, but you wipe them away.
Blessed is he whom you choose and call to dwell in your courts. We are filled with the blessings of your house, of your holy temple.
You keep your pledge with wonders, O God, our Savior, the hope of all the earth and of far distant isles.
You uphold the mountains with your strength. You are girded with power. You still the roaring of the seas, the roaring of their waves and the tumult of the peoples.
The ends of the earth stand in awe at the sight of your wonders. The lands of sunrise and sunset, you fill with your joy.
You care for the earth. Give it water. You fill it with riches. Your river in heaven brims over to provide its grain.
And thus you provide for the earth. You drench its furrows. You level it, soften it with showers. You bless its growth.
You crown the year with your goodness. Abundance flows in your steps. In the pastures of the wilderness it flows.
The hills are girded with joy, the meadows covered with flocks, the valleys are decked with wheat. They shout for joy, yes, they sing.
Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever.
Amen. Let us pray. Lord God, hope of all the earth, hear the humble prayer of your children as we sing your praises. Pour out your Spirit on us so that our lives may bear fruit abundantly.
You have visited the earth and brought life-giving rain to fill it with plenty. Alleluia.
A reading from the Acts of the Apostles. God raised Jesus from the dead, and for many days thereafter, Jesus appeared to those who had come up with him from Galilee to Jerusalem. These are his witnesses now before the people. We ourselves announce to you the good news that what God promised our fathers, he has fulfilled for us, their children, in raising up Jesus, according to what is written in the second psalm, "You are my son, this day I have begotten you." The word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
The Lord is risen from the tomb. Alleluia, alleluia.
The Lord is risen from the tomb. Alleluia, alleluia.
He hung upon the cross for us.
Alleluia, alleluia.
Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
The Lord is risen from the tomb. Alleluia, alleluia.
I am the Alpha and the Omega, the first and the last, the beginning and the end. I am the root and offspring of David's race. I am the splendor of the morning star. Alleluia.
Blessed be the Lord, the God of Israel. He has come to his people and set them free.
He has raised up for us a mighty Savior, born of the house of his servant David.
Through his holy prophets he promised of old that he would save us from our enemies, from the hands of all who hate us.
He promised to show mercy to our fathers and to remember his holy covenant.
This was the oath he swore to our father Abraham, to set us free from the hands of our enemies, free to worship him without fear, holy and righteous in his sight, all the days of our lives.
You, my child, shall be called the prophet of the Most High, for you will go before the Lord to prepare his way, to give his people knowledge of salvation by the forgiveness of their sins.
In the tender compassion of our God, the dawn from on high shall break upon us to shine on those who dwell in darkness and the shadow of death, and to guide our feet into the way of peace.
Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen.
I am the Alpha and the Omega, the first and the last, the beginning and the end. I am the root and offspring of David's race. I am the splendor of the morning star. Alleluia. The spotless Lamb of God takes away the sins of the world. Let us give thanks to the Father and say,
Source of all life, raise us to life.
Source of all life, remember the death and resurrection of the Lamb slain on the cross.
Listen to his voice as he lives forever, making intercessions for us.
Source of all life, raise us to life.
Now that the old leaven of wickedness and evil is destroyed,
may we always feed on the unleavened bread of sincerity and truth.
Source of all life, raise us to life.
Grant that today we may put aside all friction and jealousy,
and show greater concern for the needs of others.
Source of all life, raise us to life.
Send into our hearts the spirit of the gospel,
that we may walk in the way of your commandments today and forever.
Source of all life, raise us to life.
Now let us offer together the prayer our Lord Jesus Christ taught us.
Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil.
Enable us, we pray, Almighty God, to proclaim the power of the risen Lord, that we who have received the pledge of his gift may come to possess all he gives when it is fully revealed.
through our Lord Jesus Christ, your Son, who lives and reigns with you in the unity of the Holy Spirit, God, forever and ever. Amen.
May the Lord bless us, protect us from all evil, and bring us to everlasting life.
Amen.
Tuesday Good News Day. Go out and share it. Morning Air next. I'm Paul Sadek. I'll see you tomorrow morning, 4 a.m. Central, or on the app. Go out, make it a great day, and live in the light of the Lord.
Readings from In Conversation with God are used with the permission of Scepter Publishers. Audio from the Liturgy of the Hours, courtesy of DivineOffice.org. Benedictus Moments, courtesy of St. Luke Productions. And selections from the Truth and Life Dramatized Audio Bible are courtesy of Falcon Picture Group. Find out more at RelevantRadio.com. Click on Daybreak. Daybreak is a production of Relevant Radio.